Thank you, Madam Chair, and I would like at the outset to congratulate you on the on assuming this important position on very pertinent subject. And I am grateful also to you for distributing the concept note on President Tokayev's initiative to establish a special multilateral body, the International Agency for Biological Safety, as a working document of MX5, and possibility to share with participants updates related to the gradual implementation of the initiative and listen to the views of the delegations. You all know that in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic, the issue of reducing biological threats is becoming even more relevant. The proposal of Kazakhstan is a logical response designed to strengthen multilateral capacity to prevent and react to possible threats. The concept note was distributed among states' parties in May, and in July, during the MX5 webinar, I was given the possibility to shed some light on Kazakhstan's proposal. As I explained then, the document in its background section provides explanation of validity of Kazakhstan's proposal as well as states the mission of the agency to advance peace, health and well-being by ensuring safety through control of biological threats and by promoting peaceful use of biological technologies. It also states that the agency will cooperate with WHO and other international organizations and avoid duplication of efforts. In its objectives section, the document stresses the need to support non-proliferation regime, declares the aim to establish the system of checks and guarantees to ensure that biological programs are implemented for peaceful purposes only, and underlines the need for capacity building and international cooperation. In the chapter on agency's functions, it elaborates on tasks to be assigned in line with the provisions of the BWC. The section on organizational matters states that the operation of the agency shall be based on BWC. Since May, we are receiving feedback from delegations and their responses have been positive and supportive so far. They believe that the concept note is a good basis for further discussions, and this discussion should be pursued here in Geneva within BWC. It is clear that this document is only the first sketch. Formulations need to be clarified or corrected. Some issues have already been discussed within BWC, and they do not currently enjoy consensus. Duplication of efforts of other organizations should be avoided, and more attention should be paid to capacity building. As a way forward, our delegation looks forward to discussing the concept note bilaterally and proposes, if conditions permit, to convene during the first half of the next year in Kazakhstan a scientific conference to explore ways to implement Kazakhstan's proposal. In our view, the conference might have two objectives. First, to establish a dialogue between all stakeholders in order to achieve mutual understanding, which will further contribute to the development of an atmosphere of trust and confidence. And second objective is to exchange ideas on possible ways to create an agency. If this proposal is accepted by state parties, we will proceed to formulate its draft agenda, the list of participants. We believe that experts from states parties, independent experts, UNIDIR, and other research institutions may participate in this event. We are open-minded ready to listen to everyone, and will keep working in a constructive, transparent, and gradual manner. We will stick to consensus-based decisions and foster dialogue and consensus among states parties. Hopefully, in 1 year, in August 2022, we will have the ninth review conference mandated to have decisions on issues of strategic nature for the convention. We are going to use this time between now and then to formulate a collective vision of the future agency and present it to the review conference. Thank you very much, and I'm ready to answer your questions or listen to your comments.